Eric Strahl has worked as a city manager since 1980, most recently in Menominee, Michigan, a town of 9,200 people on Lake Michigan in the state's Upper Peninsula. Asked why he was interested in Petersburg, Strahl said he's always worked for small to medium-sized communities.
As I enjoy that type of environment, I think it's small enough you get to know all the people you're working with well. It's easier to get to know people in the community, and you can get involved in all the different activities that the local government is involved in. In addition to that, I grew up along the water. I've worked for several different communities, either located on the Great Lakes or the Atlantic Ocean, and I just enjoy that type of environment. I've also worked primarily for more rural-type communities.
Strahl has worked as a manager in five different states over his 30-year career, including towns in Rhode Island, Kentucky, New York, Maine, and Michigan. He was the chief administrator in Menominee for 3 years, but he left that job in early September, about 5 months after the town council voted 5-4 to terminate his contract without cause. According to Strahl and accounts in the local paper, the break was amicable, and Strahl stayed on until a new manager was hired. He lists several councilors and other city officials as references. Strahl said it was just that he and a majority of the council had a different philosophy on how the city should proceed. He cited similar reasons for leaving some of his previous jobs.
Well, I think it was primarily I came into a situation where the communities had some serious problems, and at the time I came in, the consuls were serious about addressing those issues. Problems with individual departments, the whole issue of growth and development, and over the course of time, we achieved quite a few successes. Over that same period of time, towards the end, there were some changes on the city councils, and I just didn't feel that that commitment was going to continue to be there.
Strahl says one of the reasons he went into city management is because he likes to accomplish things and make the community better. According to Strahl, Menominee was having serious financial problems when he started work there, and he was able to balance the budget for his 3 years as manager despite an ailing state economy. Along with city finance, Strahl said he has extensive economic development experience. His accomplishments include the expansion of a 47-acre industrial park in Boyne City, Michigan. Strahl said that was about a 3.5-year project from start to finish.
It involved acquiring some additional property, getting funding for that purchase through the state. We ended up getting a no-interest loan for that purchase, and then putting two grant proposals together. We ended up getting funding through the state of Michigan and also from the Federal Economic Development Administration about $2.1 million to actually construct the addition, streets and utilities.
Strahl has a master's in public administration from Western Michigan University. His management style includes setting up a good set of goals and objectives.
So that I know what I'm going to be focusing on and what type of objectives I'm going to use to achieve those goals. And then the city council and the community also have a idea of what we're going to accomplish.
Along with setting goals, Strahl stresses communication and community involvement in city management, whether it's making city policy or planning projects.
Obviously, there's going to be some situations where you can never satisfy everything that every particular group or individual is looking for, but if you make that attempt to involve them in the process and attempt to address their issues, I think that's one way to work at building consensus.
One issue any new city manager could be addressing in Petersburg is that of borough formation. Petersburg's been unable to submit its borough petition to the state for lack of support from outlying residents who would be incorporated into the new government. Strahl thinks outreach is key to moving that sort of an effort forward.
Well, I think, first of all, you have to take a look at what the positives would be for everybody involved, and then try and stress those issues with the various groups and individuals that would become a part of that borough. I don't know how much that's done up to this, been done up to this point, but I think that's critical.
Strahl has not worked in Alaska, but he does not see that as a drawback. He said his previous experience in several states has made him well familiar with coming into a new job and getting up to speed on varying regulations. He sees managerial skills as more universal.
A lot of a city manager's job has to do with management itself, and although you will have different statutes in different states, those management skills are still pertinent regardless of what state you're working in.
Strahl and his wife Vicky have a grown daughter and son, as well as 14-year-old twins, another daughter and son. He said he was not thinking of retiring anytime soon and is looking for a longer-term position. On Friday, we'll hear the second story in our series on the three finalists for city manager. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.